Start this thing so I don't get in trouble.
Cool.
Happy Memorial Day. Huh? Isn't that cool? What is Memorial Day? Yeah, we remember our veterans today, right? We remember those who... I've never in the military myself, but my younger brother was. He was in Operation Desert Storm. He was in the first ground assault for the... Marine Corps, first ones went in, and my youngest son actually did a tour in Afghanistan. So, you know, I've had family, close family, that's been in the military in situations, and it's like, you have to give a guy all respect, a person that does that. You know, man, and we look at people that have served, we look at people that have sacrificed, and we look at people that have given their life. They've actually given their life. So you and I can sit here living in freedom in the United States. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. It's to remember those. We actually honor those. You know, we sing, we talked to Julie this morning, we was thinking about maybe doing some, you know, the medley for the military, for the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, you know. That, you ever sing them? You know, you get a little, you know what I mean? It's like, that's neat. And it's neat that the military people can actually experience that too, because it has to make them feel good, you know, that I served. I mean, and I want to talk to you today a little about a memorial about somebody else who served and who gave his all and paid a price. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we humbly come before your precious throne today. We just thank you for this day, Memorial, Father. We can look at those, honor those veterans and those people that, Father, even today stand in harm's way and offer up their lives as a sacrifice, that we, Father, can stand here today free, without fear. We just thank you for that. We praise you, Father, that there are people, men and women, with the power and the strength that are able to do that. And Father, we especially thank you for sending your precious Son to die on that cross. We can stand here today free, free from all sin, free from all condemnation, free from all judgment, if we know your Son is our personal Lord and Savior. Father, in your precious and holy and wonderful name we pray. Amen. That's what it's all about. What do you think, Alan? You think you can make that happen? Alan's got a little video for you here this morning. I want you to see a little something, something. We'll see how this ties into Memorial Day. Cool. What do you think, brother?
And I know that each church has its own worship style, you know, which is cool. Some people are more expressive in worship, some people more subtle, and it's all good. I go to a church that's pretty expressive in worship. It's a hand-raising church. That's what it is, right? That's what, you know, anybody here go to a hand-raising church? Who here does not go to a hand-raising church? Some of you are trying, you're like, I can't. I want to, I need to get some momentum. Totally cool. But hey, if you're not used to going to a hand-raising church, you want to go and join us, feel free to join us, but don't feel like you got to join right in, okay? Start slow. We got a lot of different hand raises that we use. We actually have names for our hand raises. So I'm going to walk you through real quick, okay, what they are, just to let you know. Say you're in my church, music is rocking. Start slow. Hands in the pockets, little elbow flap. You're fine. Very subtle. Get warmed up. Get your heart rate up. When you're warmed up, start with the first one. Ready? Carry the TV. Carry the TV. That's our first one. Very solid. Go to big screen. Big screen, a little wider. Next one's my fish was this big. My fish was this big. If you're a liar, you go out there, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Jesus loves you. Grace. Next one's hold my baby. Hold my baby. Got dueling light bulbs. That's our next one, dueling light bulbs. Got goalposts. Everybody knows goalposts. Throwing a heartburn. A lot of people like to do heartburn. double heartburn, right back to goalposts. What's my favorite? Mufasa. Mufasa, that's my favorite.
The circle of life.
Tim, can you go higher? Yes, you can. You get one hand, go a bunch of different stuff. Pointer, hatchet, schoolroom. Release the doves, give the Lord a high five, press it out. A lot of women like to wash the window. Wash the window. And when you're comfortable there, go for the big three. Village people, Rocky touchdown. There you go, there's your big three. You're set.
What does that have to do with Memorial Day? Huh? The Lord gave it to me. I just want to put that. No, I guess the reason I bring this up, and I want to tie this together, kind of like Dwayne, you know what I mean? The Lord gives you a lot of stuff. It's like, how's that all going to come together? Well, He's going to do His thing, and that's where it all comes together. I originally was going to preach today on the Holy Spirit, but then the Holy Spirit changed my mind. Isn't that cool? He didn't want me to talk about Him, huh? Because the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about Him. Huh? Praise the Lord. And as Memorial Day, when we honor people, we honor our veterans, we honor people that's in the military, we also have to honor somebody else. And the way this all kind of got started, I was going to talk to you, like I said, about the Holy Spirit. I was going to go to John 14 when it says, when Jesus is saying, you know, I will ask the Father and He will give you another comforter. And it's a helper. Counselor, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, that He may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth from the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know or recognize Him. But you know Him, and He lives in you and constantly will be in you. That's the Holy Spirit. That's His thing. That's what He does, right? That's what He does. Tim Hawkins, he's a Christian comedian. I really enjoy the guy. He's just a funny guy. He does songs, he does music, he does skits. He's just a very funny guy. If Tim Hawkins was here and he was doing his jokes and nobody laughed, it wasn't funny. He just sat there like, how would Tim feel? Just ask the question. You know, the Lord, I think, feels the same way. He feels the same way. We don't honor Him. And what got this whole thing started, do you know that we had a nice praise and worship this morning, but I really wanted to be rocking this morning. You know what I'm saying? Because this goes with the message. Rocking. You know that God inhabits your praise. He inhabits your praise. That's what I wanted to do. You know, it's this thing, you know, little hand thing, whatever. Do you know how excited you can be when you praise and worship God? You know how excited God gets when you praise and worship Him? Huh? Well, look at a couple of verses of Scripture. We're going to start all the way in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 10. I'm going to read you some verses. Anybody watch the Christian news much? Keep an eye on the Christian news. See what's going on. Christian news. Trouble that people are having. Christians are having. There's a preacher came out that said, it's been about 3 weeks ago, four maybe now. He did a really awesome sermon. He's an awesome preacher. He did an awesome sermon, but his sermon was, we don't need to look at the Old Testament anymore. We're in a new covenant. Wow, what a firestorm that started. Woo! People are like, nah, you know what I mean? It's like, it's all God's Word. But I think they missed his point. I think the point he was trying to make was that the Old Testament is nice, it's good to look at, but he's looking at the New Testament. Christ coming back. He came back. He died on the cross. He paid for your sins. That part of it. He really got misconstrued. It's like, so anyway, if anybody watched that, just me. Okay, that's cool. I must be the only one to watch Christian TV then. But Deuteronomy chapter 10, there's an interesting thing here. I want to read this to you. I was looking. God inhabits our praise. I never heard that. You ever hear that said before? I never heard that said before, really. You know what I mean? I mean, we praise, we come and we praise, and we worship God, and we honor Him. We praise and worship and honor Him for being who He is. He's God. But He inhabits our praise. And this inhabit, the word inhabit means dwell. It's a home. When you go home today after church, you go to your house. You walk in the house, comfortable, right? You can let your hair down. You know what I mean? You can. Isn't that what, you know what that, yeah, that feels like? Everybody know what that feels like? When you go home, you realize when you're praising and worshiping God, He wants to inhabit that praise in you. He wants to have a home in you. The Holy Spirit wants to go, I like this. This is nice. Huh? That's what He wants. He wants to be able to just come into your life and be a part of it and just like, that feels good. It's like you going home. It feels good. Deuteronomy chapter 10. I want to read verses 20. It says, you shall reverently fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him and cling to Him. By His name and presence you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your praise. He is your God who has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. He is your praise. Why do we praise? Because of what He did. Huh? Let's go to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. This is what started all. I was reading, looking up. The Holy Spirit's got so many things He does. The Holy Spirit's got like, what do we got up here? Holy Spirit produces what? Nine things. He produces nine things. He has nine gifts. He's got all this stuff that the Holy Spirit does. And I was looking at that. And I thought, this is cool, this is cool. And then it's like, no, we need to go here. I'm like, okay, let's go here. Psalm 22 is actually, they say, is a messianic psalm. It's when Christ was on the cross, some of the things He was saying, some of the stuff goes on here. But verse 3, I want you to look at something. Verse 3, it says, but you are holy, O you who inhabit the praise of Israel. What? You mean God inhabits our praise? He inhabits our praise. He dwells in your praise. Can you understand Tim Hawkins up here? He made a joke of it. You know, people raising their hands and doing all the stuff that they do, right? But do you understand that when your heart is in the praise, your heart is in the worship, God is in it. Huh? That's why sometimes I look like a total idiot up here. Huh? I do. I admit it. I look like a total. I'm like, yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, God, dude. It's like, let's get it. You know why? It's like the Holy Spirit just comes on. It's like, you ever had that feeling when you just blow up? Bah! You know what I mean? You ever had that feeling? That's what it feels like. And it's something you can't keep inside. And it all stems from our Lord Jesus Christ coming to die on that cross to pay the price for you and me. Paid the penalty for sin, fulfilled the law, every law that was written, He fulfilled it, He took care of it, He nailed Him to His cross, and His blood covers my sin. And when God the Father looks at you, He sees nothing but His Son. Huh? He sees nothing but His Son. He doesn't see this filthy, dirty, rotten guy. He doesn't see me. I look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you like what you see when you look in the mirror? The older you get, you probably don't like it as much. But I'm just saying, when you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Hey, boy, I shouldn't have done that yesterday. Huh? God says, you know what? I still love you. You ask me to forgive you, and I will. And I will cast that to the nth, to the depths of the sea. And I won't remember it. So what are you doing bringing it back up? And that's the problem with people. We think, oh boy, I really messed that up. I messed up a song. Oh, messed up another song. Oh, messed up a song. Yeah, we do. We're human. We mess up, right? God doesn't hold that against you. He inhabits your praise. Huh? He inhabits your praise. Psalm 22 is an interesting psalm. There's lots of verses. Verse 22 in Psalm 22, it says, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation when I praise you. Huh? 25, my praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay to Him my vows before him who fear Him. Huh? Cool. Let's keep going. I'm going to move right on up through. Psalm 50. Psalm 50. I'm ringing, so am I really loud? I hear ringing. Maybe it's just my ears. Okay. Psalm 50, 22 and 23. Let's just see what it says here. Oh my. Oh my, oh my. Psalm 50, verses 22 and 23. Listen what this says. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Does that sound painful to you? It sounds extremely painful to me. It says, you forget God. He says, I'm going to tear you in pieces. Wow. Verse 23. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I might show him, to him will I demonstrate the salvation of God. You see that? He says, you know what? If you forget me, I'm going to tear you in pieces. Holy cow! That sounds bad! And he says, you know what? Ain't nobody going to deliver you. He's God! There's no one beside him! Not one! Nothing! No one! Nobody! He says, if you forget me, I'll tear you in pieces. But you bring an offering of praise and thanksgiving, you honor and glorify me. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? God inhabits our praise. Let's keep going. Psalm 66. I actually said a couple verses from Psalm 66 last Sunday. I just want you to see some stuff here because I want you to get an idea. God is in your praise. When you stand up and go, oh Lord my God, all your wonders. You know what I mean? Huh? You know what I mean? It's like, whoo! You need to get a little excited. I always come back to praise and worship. I'm a praise and worship guy, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. I don't. It's just the way God made me. He made me. I don't get excited. I can sit at a football game, and it can be 50 to nothing, and that team come back and win, and I can sit there like, cool. I can. I just like, yeah, that's nice. It's really, yep, that's really nice. You know what I'm saying? And these people, they're screaming and running and jumping, and I'm like, that's okay, whatever, that's for you. The only way I get excited is when I look at God's Word. I want to sing praises. That's it. And I don't know why. Like I said, it's just the way it is. Psalm 66, verses 1 through 4 says, make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth in honor and glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Do we make His praise glorious? Say to God, how awesome and fearfully glorious are your works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves to you. All the earth shall bow down to you and sing praises to you. They shall praise your name in song. Selah. You know what Selah means? It says, stop, pause, and calm and think of that. Just stop and think of it. That's what Selah means. Whenever you see that in anywhere, it's what it means. It just says, stop and reflect. I think about that. Think, wow, that's pretty cool. You mean the earth is going to bow down to you and sing praises to you? And He'll praise your name in song? What do we do in our praise and worship time? We praise God in our song, right? We do. We praise God in song. Let's keep moving here because we're not getting very far. All right. I want to take you somewhere. You ever been to the book of Revelation? Ever look at the book of Revelation? I hear people say it's scary. I hear people say that it's... a neighbor guy told me, he said, don't study the book of Revelation. It'll just mess you all up. It'll mess you all up. Don't do it. Don't do it. I got a verse of scripture. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed, and the Amplified is happy and to be envied is a man who reads aloud in the assemblies the word of this prophecy. You mean tell me if I read this book aloud in the assembly, I'm going to be blessed? That's what it says. Listen to this. And blessed, here it is again, double blessed, you're happy to be envied, are those who hear it read, which is you, you're hearing it read, and who keep themselves true to the meanings which are written in it. And the Amplified says, heeding them and laying them to heart, for the time for them to be filled is near. You mean I'm going to be blessed if I read it. You're going to be blessed if you hear it. That's a double blessed. Isn't that good? Isn't that cool? I thought it was pretty cool too. And if you go back to Revelation 22, this is the scary part. Revelation 22. I just want to read you this because we're going to touch on something here in Revelation, and I want you to get a hold of. Revelation 22, in verse 18, says, "I warn everyone who listens to the statements of the prophecy." And the Amplified says, "the predictions and consolations and admonitions pertaining to them in this book. If anyone shall add anything to them, God will add and lay upon him the plagues that are recorded and described in this book." Whoa. That sounds kind of heavy. Remember that God thing when he would tear you in pieces? Remember that God thing? Whoo. Verse 19. "And if anyone cancels or takes away from the statements of the book of this prophecy, these predictions related to Christ's kingdom and his speedy triumphant together with the consolations and admonitions of warning pertaining to them," Amplified is really long with it, "God will cancel and take them away from him, his share in the tree of life, city of holiness, which is described and promised in this book. He who gives this warning and affirms and testifies these things says, yes, it is true. Surely I am coming quickly. So come, Lord Jesus, come." Huh? Isn't that cool? But listen to that. That's a little scary. So if I take away, he's going to take away. If I add to, he's going to add to. Bad stuff, right? I want to go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation is a really cool book. There's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of things in it. You can study it. You can understand it. And you can become more knowledgeable about it just by studying it. I'm telling you. You know why? I study it because I'm very intelligent. You all know that's a lie. Come on, that's a lie! I'm the dumbest guy you ever met! Why can you study it and read it and learn something from it? Remember that guy I was talking about, that Holy Spirit guy? He's a person. He indwells you. And you know what? When you're reading this book and looking at it, and he brings something out, you can go, "I like that. Woo!" Or when you're going to study and you're going to preach on something, and you already spent a week and a half studying on what you're going to preach on, and a day before you got to preach, you say, "I don't think I should." Really? Okay. You're the boss. You're the boss. Whatever you want me to do, you want me to get up here and look like an idiot? You want me to stand on my head and eat peanut butter upside down and say, "I'll do it"? Just give me the demo. Let me know what you want. Huh? That's what I'll do. Revelation chapter 4. I want you to read this. A little bit of reading here, but I want you to see this. I want you to get a grasp on God, who he is, why he is worthy of our honor, why he is worthy of our praise, why you can get excited about praising him. He's God. Revelation 4. John's talking. He says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard addressing me like the call of a war trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the future.' At once I came under the Holy Spirit's power, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne." Ooh, verse 3. "And he who sat there appeared like crystalline brightness of jasper." This word for jasper is like a diamond. It's like multi. You ever see a diamond, all the lights and hues and all the stuff that it does? That's what this is. This is God sitting on his throne. Listen to this. "And fiery sardis." Sardis stone is a ruby stone. It's red. Beautiful. It's red. He says, and encircling the throne, there was a halo that looked like a rainbow of emerald. It's not a half circle. It's a halo of a green, emeraldy rainbow. Isn't that cool? That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? This is pretty cool. Verse 4, 24 other thrones surrounded the throne, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders. This is the members of the heavenly Sanhedrin, arrayed in white clothing with crowns of gold upon their heads. Sounds like a pretty good place to be, doesn't it? Huh? Listen to this. "Out from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder." And really? You guys hear the thunder yesterday? Huh? That's earthly thunder and lightning. "The thunder and rumblings coming from this throne are from a righteous God who is about to pour out his wrath upon the earth." Ooh, remember that tearing in pieces and nobody to help? Ooh, let's go on. "And in front of the throne, seven blazing torches burned, which is the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit. It's a menorah. It has seven light fires burning on it. It's a menorah. You can go to Isaiah. It talks about the sevenfold spirit of God. This is the Holy Spirit thing. Look at this. In verse 6, in front of the throne, there was also what looked like a transparent glassy sea, as if of crystal. So there's a sea of glass you can see through. And that surrounds it. Isn't that cool? And you're going to walk on it. Isn't that cool? What's this? And around the throne, in the center of each of the thrones, listen to this. This is where people get messed up when they start reading Revelation. It's like, I don't understand what that means. Listen to this. There were four living creatures who were full of eyes in front and behind. Okay, there's four creatures here that have eyes all over them. Sounds pretty weird, doesn't it? And the Amplified says, with intelligence as to what is before and at the rear. They can see everything all around them. They're not omnipresent like God is, but they can see all around. Wouldn't that be cool, Mom, to be able to see 360 what the kids are doing? You ain't got to turn your head. Huh? That's what these creatures are. And the first living creature was like a lion. And the second living creature, like an ox. And the third living creature had the face of a man. And the fourth living creature was like that of a flying eagle. And when we did the book of Revelation, I took it about 4 or 5 weeks to go through that one verse. There's some stuff there. But this is cool. And verse 8 says, and the four living creatures, individually, having six wings, were full of eyes all over and within and underneath their wings. So they have six wings. And if you go back, there's another verse of scripture we won't look at, but there's another verse. Is that six wings? Two covers their feet, two covers their face, and two they fly with. They don't want to look at God. He's so holy. And they cover their feet because that's an act of worship. Huh? What are these things doing? These creatures with eyes all over and wings and stuff. What are they doing? And day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Huh? Now, I didn't do anything with that, but you think they're going, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. What do you think they're doing? They're going, holy, 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 yes, woo! You know what holy means? Perfect, perfect, perfect is our God. Perfect is our God. He's holy. They're getting excited. Holy. And it says, what's it say? The Lord God Almighty. Almighty. He's all powerful. He's it all. He's Lord. He's God. He's all powerful. You think they're getting excited? They're praising and worshiping God, who was and is, and he is to come. He's forever. Woo! Woo! Think they're excited? They're excited. Look what happens. Whenever the living creature offers glory, honor, and thanksgiving to its system, and it says, well, day and night they do this. These creatures are doing this day and night. The next verse says, and whenever the living creatures offer glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders, they fall prostrate before him who is sitting on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever, and they throw down their crown before him, crying out. These 24, there's a firestorm of what these 24 elders are. 12 apostles with 12 of the children of the 12 tribes of Israel. Could be. This actually looks like the church. They're clothed in white with crowns of gold. It actually looks like the church. And whenever these beings, these things say, holy, 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 they fall down before me, throw their crowns down. He's worthy. What do they say? What do these guys say? Worthy are you, our Lord God, to receive the glory and the honor and the dominion, for you created all things. By your will they were brought into being and were created. Can you imagine the praise and worship that's going on in heaven? Can you imagine the excitement, the energy, the going on? This is like a football game times 800 million billion zillion. This is like getting it. We're getting it. This is praise. This is worship. And sometimes when we praise and worship God, we just... So what do we do? How do we get... How do we get to a point that we can just praise Him and not worry about what somebody thinks? How do we get there? Do we work at it? Do we ask God to say, boy, God, let me mess up a lot so it really don't bother me anymore. You know what I mean? I'm going to mess up singing a song and everybody's going, that idiot. He made a fool of himself off the page, didn't he? Look at that guy. Yeah. And then after a while you think, you know what? They're right. I'm an idiot. I messed up again. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. If I was perfect, you guys would probably kill me, right? You know what I'm saying? There's only one perfect man in Christ, and he died. It killed him. But he wasn't murdered. He wasn't murdered. He died. He rose from the dead. He came back alive. But he wasn't murdered. Remember this Memorial Day thing we're talking about? Remembering those that have given their all. Christ gave His all. He paid the price for everything. Think about this. 2,000 years ago, Christ died on the cross. He knew 2,000 years ago the sins you were going to commit today. Really? He lives in eternity. He don't have a beginning and an end. He's forever. And you know what? He still said, I love you enough. I love you enough. I love you so much. I love you so much that I'm going to go ahead and die for you. I'm going to lay down my life. They're not going to take it from me. I can call 12 legions of angels. I can call 70,000 angels. One angel killed 185,000 in one night. You think he could have just annihilated the planet? Annihilated us. Been nothing left but poof. Nothing. But he made the decision. He knew you and I could not spend eternity with him unless he paid that price. He knew that the Holy Spirit could not come and indwell you and be a part of your life and be your standby, be your intercessor, be your strengthener, be your shield. That would never happen unless he died on that cross. He said, you know what? I love you. When you see those arms spread wide, he said, I love you. I love you so much. I'll die for you. And a lot of times that's what our military people do. They say, you know what? I love you enough. I'm going to die for you. I may not get to see my kids or my grandkids or anything happen, but I'm going to die for you because I love you. That's the same thing that God did for us. He paid your price. He paid your debt. He paid the price. But He did it. He did it all. But you know what? We can come here and praise and worship Him. And the Holy Spirit can get a hold of you. And He can just say, yeah, let's sing that song. Huh? Let's sing that song. And don't worry about anybody, what they're going to think of you. Because they're going to think you're an idiot anyway. You might as well just live up to it. That's where I'm at. People think I'm an idiot. I just live up to it. I'm an idiot. Yes! Huh? Yeah. Just live up to it. They're going to think it anyway. But when I sing, I only sing to one. Only one I sing to. And He's the reason I sing. He's the reason you sing. He's the reason. He's the reason. He paid the price. And we look at here in Revelation, these guys are singing, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And all the day and night, never ceasing. You think He's worthy of it? Yeah. He's worthy of it. I love this, what it says in verse 11. By your will, they were brought into being and were created. Everything that is you, me, the earth, the sun, the stars, the planets, the universe was brought into being by God. My neighbor is a scientist. He actually teaches science. He's actually retiring this year. He told me he's done. But 67 years old. And we were talking. He said, I teach science. I have to teach certain things for science, you know, creation type thing. He says, I believe there was a Big Bang. He said, the Big Bang theory, he said, scientifically, now, is more provable than ever before. I said, yeah, I can deal with that. Because you know what? In Genesis, it says, God said, let there be light.
Big Bang!
Woo! Better have earplugs in for that one. Huh? Big Bang, right? And they say that the planets are all moving apart. Everything's moving apart. That it started with just God saying, let there be light. And billions upon billions upon trillions upon gazillions of stars went, huh? And you can look in the night sky and they say the light that you see from that star is burned out and it's not even there anymore, but the light took so long to get here, you can still see it. How big is that? That don't even make sense. My little brain can't grasp it. It doesn't make sense. But that same God who deserves your praise and worship, this little, piddly, worthless voice that goes, God says, I inhabit your praise. I really enjoy listening to you sing. I like it when you get into it. I like it when you praise me. Huh? I think he thinks the same of you. When you praise God, you're giving him all the glory he deserves. Huh? What's wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to show you one more verse. I believe it's in Hebrews 13. I think it's in Hebrews 13. See if I can find it. Hebrews 13:15. I want to read you this. There's days you don't feel like praising God. You go look at the Old Testament. The neat thing about the Old Testament, there's places where people are coming against them, kings coming against them, and they're going to destroy them, and they're going to just annihilate them, and they send the guy a letter and says, you know what, you guys are a bunch of junk, and we're going to kill y'all. And your God ain't going to be able to help you. Any king takes it and lays it before the Lord and says, God, look at this. Look at these idiots. They think they're better than you. He says, you just go out there and praise and worship. You don't worry about it. The fight's mine. The fight is mine. And that's the neat thing about looking at the Old Testament. When you don't feel like fighting, when you don't feel like praising God, when you don't feel like getting up, I don't want to go to church today. I'm tired. Wet. Huh? Ever been that way? Be nice to sleep in once in a while, wouldn't it? Huh? Yeah. Get a lot of sleep. Yeah. Woo. You know what blessings you miss for not coming? You wouldn't get to see me. Then idiot, jump around the stage. What do you want? Very small one. Hebrews 13:15 says, through him, therefore, let us constantly and all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. What's a sacrifice? We talked about it. People who have given their lives to sacrifice. Which is the fruit. What is this? Which is the fruit of the lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. You mean to tell me that the creator of the universe we talked about that just spoke this thing into existence and it all just started? Says, you know what? Your praise. Your lips, what you sing to me is a sacrifice of praise. And I look forward to hearing from you. God says, you know what? I look forward to hearing from you. You come pray to me? You talk to me every day? Do you talk to me every day? Please? I sent my son to die on the cross for you. Can you come talk to me? Can you praise and worship my name because I'm worthy? And I'm inhabiting your praise? And when you're praising me, we're all getting excited saying, praise the Lord! Sometimes that sacrifice of praise, I think God's waiting for your sacrifice of praise to work. I really believe that. When you start praising him, saying, you know what? My situation is down the toilet. Whoosh. This is all bad. I see no good in sight. You know what? I serve a God who's in control of all things. I think I just might praise him today. I think I just might lift my voice in song and say, holy, 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 my Lord God Almighty. Don't need no music. Lift your voice and song. And then God goes, yeah, now you're getting it. Yeah, now you're getting it. And that's what we want to do. We want to talk. Let's talk about this thing. Let's work on this thing. Because you know, he's able to handle any situation I have. Period. And when you come to that point of believing that, what's wrong with worshiping the one that can take care of it? Huh? I don't know if I told you anything today or not. One thing I want you to understand. God inhabits your praise. He loves you. He wants the best for you. He's looking out for you. Even when it doesn't seem like things are going right or well, He just wants to be involved in your life. Remember what it said? Psalms? Those that forget me, I'll tear in pieces. And there'll be none to deliver. That's pretty serious. But it says, those that praise and honor and glorify me, I'll show my salvation. I'll show you my salvation. God, isn't that awesome? We better go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we humbly come before your precious throne this morning. Father, we know that our mouth is not, we don't have words, we don't have intelligence, we don't have anything that would give you honor and glory. Without you being here in our midst, leading and guiding our minds, leading and guiding our hearts, and using our mouth to just proclaim and magnify you, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can't stand on our own two feet. But Father, we know that our praise is lifted up to a God who is powerful, almighty, all and all and in all and above all and through all and in us all. You are God. Father, we would grasp and get a hold of that, that we could stand before you, to bow before you, but lay prostrate before you, Father, praising and magnifying your precious name, because you are so worthy. Father, give us a heart to love you, give us a heart to sing and praise and magnify your name. Father, I ask a special blessing upon those here today that, Father, your Holy Spirit would be alive and powerful in their life. He would find a home, a welcome home in their hearts. They can indwell and love and just show you down. Father, we just praise and we thank you. In your precious and holy and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise team wants to come up.
We have a song to finish out today.
It's kind of fitting.
Called How Great Thou Art.